This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
February is Black History Month. March is National Nutrition Month. April is Distracted Driving Month, so named to draw attention to something that is nothing short of a public health crisis. The Centers for Disease Control says as many as 8 people a day are killed in crashes related to distracted driving, often by people who are texting or using their smartphones behind the wheel. As if that's not bad enough, and really it ought to be, texting while driving is costing us in other ways as well. The state of New York issued more than 84,000 texting tickets last year at up to $450 a pop. From the Health Desk at the WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein looks at some possible answers.
You can certainly find products on the market that make driving safer.
In 800 feet, turn right. Then turn right.
That's the Google-owned navigation app, Waze, with a handsome husky voice directing you rather than frantically looking from your phone to the road. Most apps, though, keep our eyes glued to our gadgets. 45 states have passed texting bans, but the National Safety Council says surveys show the number of Americans using phones behind the wheel is growing. The Safety Council's Debbie Herzman says technology must pave the way forward.
Adaptive headlights, automatic emergency braking, lane departure warning systems, and blind spot monitoring.
Herzman says if every car on the road today had those features, fatalities would drop by 10,000 a year. Of course, the government is not requiring new standards, which leaves the responsibility in our hands. Fortunately, there's money to be made in helping us drive more safely, whether it's apps that help us communicate verbally or new technology in cars. 10 car companies have announced plans to make automatic emergency braking standard in all makes and models by 2022. In the end, though, the race is on for a more permanent fix. Richard Walsh is at the Center for Automotive Research.
If you're not driving, then you can do whatever you want with your device, whether it's evolved into something else with holograms or something by then.
Wallace says the first fully automated vehicle could pull up as soon as 2018. But it'll be decades before most of us are driving them. That means it's on industry and us to keep plugging away at intermediate solutions. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.